This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Kicking off hour number two in studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And James Comey was testifying to a Senate Intelligence Committee today. Yesterday, there were four other intelligence officials testifying before that Senate committee, that being the National Intelligence Director Dan Coats, NSA Chief Mike Rogers, Deputy U.S. Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, and Acting FBI Chief Andrew McCabe. Story comes from UPI. They report that both Coates and Rogers did not answer whether President Trump at any time asked them to intervene in the FBI's investigation, which is looking into possible ties between Trump and Russian authorities on some kind of collusion into interference with the U.S. election. And again, and it's been pointed out numerous times on this show that the FBI's report that came out, I believe, in January of this year, where they were talking about that Russian interference.
Right.
One of the things that was mentioned was that RT America hosted presidential debates featuring Libertarian and Green Party candidates.
Oh, no.
Meaning that yours truly was part of that Russian interference, because I was in that Libertarian presidential debate on RT America.
Daryl.
Coates said of his private conversations with Trump, quote, "I don't believe it's appropriate for me to address that in a public session." On May 22nd, the Washington Post reported that Trump had asked Coates and Rogers to publicly deny the existence of any evidence of Russian collusion during his campaign. On Wednesday, Coates and Rogers said they never felt pressured by Trump to impede any investigation. Rogers said, quote, "In the three-plus years that I've been the director of the NSA, to the best of my recollection, I have never been directed to do anything I believe to be illegal, immoral, unethical, or inappropriate." Coates added, "I'm not prepared to go down that road right now." Rogers also referred to earlier statements that he would not comment on conversations he had with the president. And the NSA director said, "I'm not going to discuss the specifics of interactions that I may or may not have had with the president."
I love that. "I may have, I may not have. I mean, either way, I'm not saying anything."
Well, basically, he used a very wordy means of saying, "I'm invoking my Fifth Amendment right to remain silent," without actually saying I'm invoking my Fifth Amendment right.
Well, to invoke one's Fifth Amendment right, it seems like you are attempting to keep yourself from being found, from contributing against a case against you. And it doesn't even have to mean that. It can be just like, this is a witch hunt, and I'm not going to take part in it.
Right, and it's also, you know, along the lines of, I don't know exactly what you're going to do with anything that I say, but you might be trying to, you know,
right,
make something up. Oh, I slipped up and said that I went to Aldi's on Wednesday when I actually went to Hannaford.
Right.
And because there was a robbery at Aldi, now I'm a suspect because I forgot which grocery store I went to. And so, you know, better to just, you know, invoke that Fifth Amendment right anyway.
Right. And that goes for each one of you, dear listeners, in your everyday lives. When confronted by authority, anything you say can and will be used against you if they decide to. So keep quiet.
The intelligence official's remarks were given one day before former FBI Chief James Comey was scheduled to appear before that committee. And there's more from the UPI article about the testimony from yesterday. We might get into this a little bit more, but there's some takeaways. Politico has five takeaways from Comey's dramatic testimony that we'll get into here in moments. But first, your calls and thoughts, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, a number that Sarah probably has on speed dial. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes. I just was announced today that Toyota is going to be installing those automatic safety brakes in all of their new cars.
What automatic safety brakes? That's something that I've not heard of. Are you talking about an emergency brake that already comes in cars?
No. The sensor, the cameras, the sensor brakes.
Right. Sometimes they use radar, things like that. Something's in front of your car, it automatically activates the brakes.
That's like, oh, you're approaching something and decelerate the car?
Well, the thing is going to be, it's going to be like seatbelt standard feature in all of the Toyota cars end of this year, and it was announced that 17% of the cars already have this feature, and I'm like, what 17% of the car? I almost get hit by a car every single day. What 17%?
Sarah, you have horrible luck.
You shouldn't be walking in the middle of the street.
Fun,
Sarah.
If you got hit by a car, Sarah.
Look both ways before crossing.
No, but they say that we already have 17% of the car. I mean, you know the. When you're backing up in the parking lot, maybe they're talking about that. There's an auto brake. It'll alert you. It'll have a sounding. There's somebody approaching. It'll alert the drivers, and it'll go into automatic brake.
Right. Okay.
But the thing about it is that they say that it already exists in cars. Like, what? Where?
A lot of cars do have that now. And, okay, first of all, Sarah, I am not at all opposed to Toyota making this decision and saying, you know what, we're going to put this in our cars, because they did not do it because they were required to by government. Congress didn't pass a law saying every car shall have automatic braking by, you know, June 2017, and that's why they're doing it. They're doing it because they feel that their customers want it, or it'll be a selling point to buy a Toyota.
Right.
Look, your odds of hitting something are less. Right.
You know, there were a lot of car companies that started installing seatbelts before the government mandated that they do so, because they're like, hey, here's a safety feature.
Right. Right. And that's great.
What's that type of glass that winds up, you know, not...
Safety glass.
Yeah, the safety glass. Or there's the other one where it's just like the entire thing just pops out.
That
was a feature at one time.
Yeah.
To where it's like, you know, it's not going to wind up cutting you into a billion little pieces.
Right. And when things are done voluntarily by manufacturers and supported by the marketplace, that's a good thing, providing that people are willing to pay the additional cost of this.
Right.
Don't ever think that this comes free. It doesn't. It's going to have an associated cost. And Toyota's going to figure out whether they trim costs in another area to keep things the same price, or whether their prices go up a little bit. That's up to Toyota.
Well, the thing about it is, the cost is that if the driver is prevented from hitting the pedestrians, or they're going to get charged with manslaughter, hit and run, and get put in jail.
Well, people already, if they run over a pedestrian and they're caught, they get charged with some kind of crime. So adding a little sensor to the car is not going to, you know, automatically mean, now people get charged with a crime.
Okay, well, here's a question. If you have the little sensor on your car and then it happens, Toyota now liable?
I'm sure they are not. I'm sure they would argue that they are not. So, yeah, what happens if the sensor goes off and I romp on the gas? Will it keep me from...
Sensor malfunction.
Well, something is better than nothing. You know what I mean? Because all these features and tires and all, they blow up, they
unless
all have malfunctions.
Cancer.
You know what? 40,000 people killed in auto crashes, related auto crashes last year, and people hate red light cameras and speeding bans. So the only thing that we got left is has the car stop for us. It's supposed to
ban cars.
Sarah would love to ban cars, because then everybody would take the bus.
Can we do that?
I'm gonna vote in favor of the gas tax. I want more people to ride the bus or stop buying gas.
We'll be right there,
Sarah,
on the bus with you, Sarah. Thanks,
for
Sarah.
The call 855-450-FREE. And if the gas tax goes through, the price of the bus ticket's going up because buses use gas. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Last week at Consensus 2017, a cryptocurrency conference in New York City, an agreement was made between 56 companies representing 83% of the hashing power for Bitcoin. Bitcoin is an international internet currency that has, of late, taken the tech world by storm. In the agreement, they pledged to implement segregated witness, a long-needed patch for the Bitcoin software, at 80% acceptance instead of 95%, and increase the Bitcoin block size, relieving pressure on the network and lowering prices for transactions. This compromise is supported by the former head developer of Bitcoin, Gavin Andreessen, and Bitcoin.com's Roger Ver, along with 83% of the Bitcoin miners. Some of the core developers and the influential organization Blockstream do not support it, however. Although the finish line is not yet crossed, it may be in sight, and we here at Free Talk Live, along with most of you, breathe a sigh of relief, hoping that this opens the door to the continuation of the most important piece of software since the internet. Find out more at Bitcoin.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Yesterday on Capitol Hill, Four intelligence officials from the U.S. government testified before a Senate committee. Those officials being National Intelligence Director Dan Coats, NSA Chief Mike Rogers, Deputy U.S. Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, and Acting FBI Chief Andrew McCabe. Today, one James Comey, former FBI Director, testified before that Senate Intelligence Committee.
And this was like the event of the decade. I mean, everything I saw on my social media was people posting about the Comey, people setting alarms to make sure they were there to watch. It's like, it reminds me of Watergate or the O.J. Simpson trial.
Yeah, I've seen people comparing it to, you know, the Watergate or the O.J. trial. Now, what I did for most of the day is, you know, I made affiliate relations phone calls for Free Talk Live this morning.
Right.
And then I went to a Bitcoin meetup, and then after that I went to the gym.
Right.
And then I jumped online maybe half an hour before the show to see what's going on other than James Comey. And, of course, all of the stories were about James Comey.
Yeah, it's almost like, and
you
I will
can't
just
avoid it.
I'm going to generalize and say most, it seems like a lot of people on the left were just not wanting to miss the big blow that was going to knock Trump out of the White House. This was going to be it. This is the one. James Comey's going to stand up there and reveal a smoking gun, and it's going to be all over.
And Politico says that James Comey's testimony before the Senate Intelligence Committee was the most dramatic flashpoint yet in the Russia scandal consuming President Donald Trump's White House. The former FBI director accused the president of lying, suggested Trump's decision to fire him may have been done with the intent to interfere with the FBI's investigation, and he expressed hope that the special counsel probe will get to the bottom of whether Trump or others obstructed justice. He also reaffirmed that as of May 9th, the day he was fired, Trump was not the target of an FBI investigation. So let me pause to Chris, and I don't know if you will know this question or the answer to this question or not, but if someone is not the target of an investigation and they're not, you know, a witness or otherwise involved in the investigation, how are they obstructing justice, or how can it be construed? Because, again, he says that he wants the special counsel to get to the bottom of whether or not Trump obstructed justice, and noted that Trump was not a target of the investigation.
Exactly. I mean, it's just insanity. It's people grasping for straws, trying to make hay out of something, and I don't know what's there. I mean, for all I know, you know, Putin and Trump had been private tweeting back and forth for God knows how long, and they had this whole scheme cooked up. I just don't care. What the thing that's driven me nuts about this entire story since it first broke, and it just even the first allegations of it during the election, was, my God, how many times has the U.S. interfered covertly or overtly in other countries' elections? We act
I
like,
don't think we can count that high.
Yeah, I know. That's the whole point. I just had to pull something
US
up.
Would never do something like that.
Real quickly, 2016 is coming from Wikipedia. My apologies, but it is sourced. The 2016 study by Levin found that among 938 global elections examined, the United States and Russia combined had involved themselves in about 1 out of 9, or 117. The majority of those, 68%, being through covert rather than overt action. So,
and my guess is that the vast majority of those were U.S. involvement, not Russian involvement. It's kind of like, I forget who the basketball player was from back in the 90s to where, he was some scrub, a bench warmer, you know, played in the NBA, but still, you know, wasn't one of the guys that saw a lot of action.
Right.
And about one particular game, he said, oh, yeah, me and Michael Jordan combined to score like 67 points. Jordan scored like 65 of those. But, you know, same sort of thing here.
Right.
It's like, oh, the U.S. and Russia combined to interfere in 68% of elections.
Right. But the CIA particularly has a long history of influencing foreign policy and influencing elections around the world.
Right.
It's what we do.
I do think Russia's just as guilty, you know? Like, you always hear them meddling in Ukraine and all these other places, and they're flying off the coast of Alaska.
In modern times, yes. But I think Russia was much more focused on other things during the CIA's heyday, you know,
during the Cold War.
Early years of the Cold War.
Well, Russia was just one of, what was it, 15 different republics in the USSR?
Right.
I'm still like, when it comes to history, I don't even know what I believe anymore, because I feel like you could go to any country and you're going to get a different rendition, a different version of what went down.
Rendition,
you know what I mean?
Whatever. No. Rendition's a good word for it.
Right.
But what I'm saying is you know, the U.S. just has this documented, not just by us,
right,
but by countries all over the world,
and
Chile, all over South and Central America. I mean, we were just,
and then
we picked winners and losers.
Let's look at some of the failed attempts.
Sure.
Where the U.S. tried to intervene in Cuba in, what was it, the 60s?
Oh, yeah. Chile, Bolivia. I mean, we just, when we want to sway a country our way, you know, to being on our side.
Oh, let's suppose the Shah.
It's like the world is like a giant high school, right? And it's like you get all these cliques that are like just changing ever so slightly over the centuries, I guess. All the different leaders change, and then, you know, one minute these two are friends, the next minute they're enemies, and these two are friends, and then this one comes in.
George Bush said, the enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Something like
there
that.
There you go.
And that was Daddy Bush, not the younger Bush. He said, we've got a saying here in Texas, fool me once and you're not going to fool me a second time, because then you can't fool me again.
It's like, one minute we're allowed to travel to Cuba, then we're not, then you can travel here, now you can't, then we're going to block people from Syria, then we're going to, you know, then Saudi Arabia loves us, now they hate us.
Same study.
It's always changing and evolving.
Yeah, I was just trying to find some here. According to the study, same study reference, the U.S. intervened in 81 foreign elections between 1946 and 2000, while the Soviet Union or Russia intervened in 36. So, yeah, we're almost three times the number
right.
of interventions.
Well, then I have a question. If we're intervening in 81 different elections, what makes anyone think that we even have a right to vote anymore?
And
so
my,
you don't think they've already bought ours out if they're taking
right.
over everyone else's?
My guess is that the vast majority of those Soviet Union interventions were probably during the Cold War in the, you know, member nations of that Warsaw Pact. So, you know, like the Soviet bloc of countries in
sure.
Eastern Europe, that was probably the intervention of, hey, Poland, make sure you elect this guy because he's our chosen guy.
Right.
There's more from Comey's testimony, plus your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
That's 855-450-3733. Talking about James Comey. Why? Well, because basically everybody is, because he testified before a Senate committee today about Donald Trump and the FBI's probe into Russia. We'll get back into that here in just a moment, but want to make sure that I tell you about Bitcoin.com. It is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Want to buy Bitcoin? Find out how to do it at Bitcoin.com. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Their forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There are no bigger Bitcoin believers than the team at Bitcoin.com. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more about Bitcoin at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com. We'll get back into this story. We just sort of, you know, started touching on the story from Politico of what they claim are five takeaways from Comey's dramatic testimony. We'll get back into that. But first, your calls and thoughts. We've got Chernobyl Kirchk calling in on Skype. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi, a little break from the Comey thing. Are you familiar with Kurt Eichenwald? He's the guy from Newsweek who claimed he was given a seizure by an animated GIF.
I remember that.
Him by Jew Goldstein, underscore, who's now, like, out on bail. So last night he tweeted out a photo of some anti-Semitic flyer he was supposedly sent, And in the background on his browser tabs was hentai porn on 8chan. And so everyone was making jokes about that. And then this morning he says, he claims that he was looking up tentacle porn because his wife didn't believe it existed with his kids. And he couldn't find it, so he ended up with hentai porn, which is probably one of the worst excuses I've ever heard in my entire life. So everyone's been taking a break from Comey just to laugh at this huge idiot.
Wow. Yeah, I think I heard something about the thing to where didn't he have some medical problem that people knew about, and then somebody on 4chan was like, hey, send him these flashy animated things, because that causes seizures in people with this condition.
He has epilepsy.
Well, his whole thing is playing the victim and then trying to exploit it for personal benefit, which can be dangerous on the internet, especially when you deal with people who like to victimize others. It just creates this sort of awesome feedback loop of trolling and mockery.
Sure.
And the guy is obviously completely full of it and continue. This is called a self-own. This is a pretty textbook self-own. And now if you Google tentacle porn, he shows up on the first page of results, actually his tweet.
Wow.
So the Fisherman's Wife 2, the retentacling, is actually a real thing. If you're familiar with Archer, there's been a lot of people making references to Archer.
I'm vaguely aware that Archer is a cartoon of some sort, and yes, tentacle porn is actually a thing. And this, oddly, is not the
Squidward
first time.
SpongeBob.
This is not the first time that tentacle porn has been brought up topic on Free Talk Live.
Really?
It goes back to 17th century Japan, the dream of the fisherman's wife.
People are weird, man. People are weird.
Yeah. Okay. I'll take your word for it.
Tentacle porn a try, you know, just try everything once and have some calamari and make America great again. That's all I got. Thank you.
Thank you for the call. And
to be clear, I don't have to try everything once.
It's always good to, interject some humor into the show. And that, I'm not going to say that that was a crank caller, because, he didn't do what normal crank callers do.
There was no Howard Stern reference in there.
That was just a good, legit, make us laugh kind of call.
I like.
And those are the kind, if you're going to, crank us, that's the kind of crank we want to where,
No, that's the kind of crank Daryl wants. He likes tentacles.
Bring something humorous to us. So
that was funny.
Let's now get away from the humor and talk about James Comey, because he's a laugh a minute, right? Well, here are five takeaways, according to Politico, from Comey's latest turn in the spotlight, because, again, he was testifying to the Senate Intelligence Committee earlier today. From the outset, Comey regarded Trump as a liar. Comey's prepared statement, and I guess this is something they do in Senate intelligence committees, to where they let the person make a prepared statement.
Typically, that's how it goes.
And then ask questions.
Yeah, they make a statement.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Comey's prepared statements made it clear that the former FBI director was troubled by his interactions with Trump in recent months, but it wasn't until Comey's live testimony on Thursday that the FBI director suggested he harbored doubts about Trump's honesty from the very first time he met him, and perhaps even earlier than that. Comey told the Senate panel he decided to make a record of details of his first encounter with the president-elect at Trump Tower on January 6th, in part because he thought Trump might lie about what happened. Quote, first, I was alone with the President of the United States, or the President-elect, soon to be President. The subject matter I was talking about, matters that touch on the FBI's core responsibility and that relate to the President, President-elect personally, and then the nature of the person. Comey declared, I was honestly concerned that he might lie about the nature of our first meeting, so I thought it important to document that combination of things I have never experienced before, but he led me to believe I've got to write it down in a very detailed way, end quote. Comey relayed his take in a matter-of-fact fashion, but his assessment reflects a bizarre juxtaposition. Just prior to the one-on-one session with Trump, the FBI chief and other officials had just been briefed that the president-elect on some of the most sensitive intelligence secrets of the United States government. However, Comey left that briefing and perhaps arrived at it so dubious about what Trump's personal integrity that he felt compelled to pull out a laptop and write down all he could remember while in an FBI vehicle. The ex-FBI director said some kind of a gut take on Trump led him to that precaution. Quote, a gut feeling is an important overlay, but the circumstances that I was alone, the subject matter, and the nature of the person I was interacting with, and my read of that person.
That is just not a not a statement that instills a lot of confidence in someone. That is just pretty much saying, I didn't trust him as far as I could throw him. I'm going to document this because God knows what he's going to say.
I have a question for you guys. Do you guys think that Trump really is like that far, like outside of the circle that was in power before? Or do you think he's just kind of a little bit outside the circle? Maybe like one or two people don't like him.
I think he's completely outside the circle. I just think it's the same puppet masters.
I don't fully understand what circle you're talking about.
The people that have been running the show for the last however many years, because the country's gone in the exact same direction. It's like I said before, it's like a kaleidoscope, right? It's the same stuff in there. We just keep changing what it looks like.
Right. Well, but Trump was palling around with the Clintons back in the 90s and early aughts.
Exactly.
So, you know, like,
right. But was he palling?
He's been wining and dining with the same people for the last 50 years. So is he really any different than, you know,
a different question. I think he was definitely not on the inside circle with a lot of people in the Obama White House. I think definitely once the election started. But, you know, it's still the same shell game. You're exactly right. Yeah. It's the same shadow government, I believe, that's still there and is now part of his
regime. People that aren't on the inside now that are getting cut loose.
Go down two or three levels from cabinet positions, and I think that's where most of the people that actually make calls are.
And, you know, even on the big things, he's just escalated the wars that were going under George Bush and Barack Obama. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised.
suggest we get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907. Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we're talking about the Comey testimony before the Senate Intelligence Committee. Specifically, Politico's five takeaways from Comey's testimony, the first of which is that Comey never trusted Trump and believed him to be a liar, did not trust him so much that he documented the details of their first meeting.
So think about that. You just come out of a meeting with someone, and you're like, that was so weird, so off, so strange. I've got to write everything down, so I just can't lose a record of this.
Laptop, sitting in an FBI vehicle and typed everything that he could remember before.
Do you
leaving.
Think that's accurate, though? Do you think he really did that?
I don't know. This is his testimony.
He's an FBI director. I don't know.
Well, yeah, we're talking about all these people FBI. Within the government, so there's sort of a inherent distrust,
right, but
all of it.
But why,
any of them.
Why would one government official just make up, I don't trust this other government official, unless he actually didn't trust that other government official?
Because they play politics all the time. And he could have made this whole thing up just as a ruse to get back at Trump for firing him or God knows what, or he still has ties to the Clintons.
We could, during all the information.
Do a little bit of investigation to find out whether or not he actually created the document on January 6th.
Right. Or who was your chauffeur? Did he go in the back? Was he typing? Who knows?
Former FBI chief did not elaborate on what specifically about Trump's nature would induce such concerns or when he arrived at that opinion of Trump, but it seemed to leave some Republicans and Trump allies convinced that the president-elect at the time had an enemy in Comey long before their tense White House encounters. We'll get into the other items here that Politico says are takeaways from Comey's testimony. But first, to the phones, 855-450-FREE. We've got Dave calling in from New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi, all. You may remember a call I made a few days ago where I suggested that people follow up on this this politician in Manchester who essentially said that old people should be thrown out of their homes. They can't pay their taxes.
Right.
Well, I guess that follow-up sort of did happen. I don't know if it was because of my call or not. Probably not. But some people did go, Free Staters went and protested against the Democrats, basically, in Manchester at a Democrat event. And
I saw pictures of it, yeah.
Yeah. The issue of Chris Herbert and his statements was on some of their signs.
Chris Herbert being the alderman who made the statement that if you can't pay your taxes, you should be kicked out of your house. It doesn't matter how old you are.
Yeah. I wish I had the exact quote with me. I think I had it when I called last. But anyway, the event was apparently, this protest was apparently at a senior center in Manchester. I get the impression that it's public property or publicly owned. But they had the police called on them for standing there with their signs.
All right.
At least according to Carla Garrick, and I believe her. She apparently got video. I haven't seen that yet. But Carla Garrick is the former president of the Free State Project, and she's also the current, I think, president of NHIndependence.org.
I think you're right.
Foundation for New Hampshire Independence. So what was the outcome? Got some protesters and police show up, and then what?
Apparently the police did not interfere with the demonstrators. There was some question as to who could park where. Other than that, the police did not mishandle themselves once they arrived.
Right.
That was nice
good
of them.
For a change. Good for a change.
Anything else to add, Dave?
Nothing I can think of, except that I think you can find the article at ShireLibertyNews.com or ShireLibertyNews.org, something like that.
Excellent.
Excellent, Dave. Thank you.
Thanks for the call.
That was Dave Ridley from The Ridley Report. You can find that at RidleyReport.com. Getting back into Politico's five takeaways from what they call Comey's dramatic testimony before that Senate Intelligence Committee. They say the cloud is growing, not lifting. Comey testified that Trump repeatedly asked him to help lift the cloud of the Russian investigation, dogging his administration. But even though Comey confirmed Trump was not personally under investigation as of May 9th, his testimony complicates life for a president trying to wash away the stain of scandal. More than once, Comey cast Trump as a liar, which we already touched on, in Comey's telling the president lied when he said Comey requested a late January dinner. He lied when he claimed he did not ask Comey to let Flynn go, and he lied about the circumstances surrounding Comey's departure. Comey said he'd welcome it if the president released tapes of their meeting, which Trump once hinted he might have. And I remember that tweet to where he said something about, you know, like, Comey, better hope I don't release the...
Right. Better hope tapes. I don't have tapes or something like that.
Yeah. To where, you know, he made it sound like he's got it, but is he going to release it? And Comey says, I hope he does. Comey's description of their meetings offered a window into Trump's unusual request for Attorney General Jeff Sessions and other top advisors to leave the Oval Office when he wanted to talk to Comey about former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Comey said, my sense was the Attorney General knew he should not be leaving, which was why he was lingering. And I don't know Kushner well, but I think he picked up on the same thing. So I knew something was about to happen that I needed to pay very close attention to.
That's a lot of conjecture there.
And I'll give Comey, I mean, he's been in law enforcement a while. He probably picks up on things that seem a little bit unusual. But
yep.
If the president says, I want to talk to you privately, so okay, you're going to talk to that person privately. Right, but you know, he's saying here that Jeff Sessions was kind of leery of leaving the room and Kushner, who the hell knows what's going on with that guy? Everybody says he's so brilliant. He just sits there and listens. That doesn't mean he's brilliant. You know, like, he could be singing the alphabet song in his head while you're talking.
And getting it wrong.
It doesn't mean, just because somebody sits there and pretends to pay attention doesn't mean they're brilliant. And even if they are paying attention, still doesn't mean they're brilliant.
Yeah, but I don't know. Okay, but I will say it sounds like Comey, I don't want to say that he's attempting to put Trump in a bad light, but his testimony certainly has. I'm surprised there hasn't been one mention of, you know, I did like this about the president, or he did treat me respectfully.
I liked the taco bowls at Trump Tower. Comey repeatedly indicated that he expects special counsel Robert Mueller to resolve questions about whether Trump committed obstruction of justice, and far from reinforcing his point about Trump not being the target of an investigation, Comey declined to say whether he believed Trump himself colluded with Russians to undermine the election. And apparently there are some new mysteries. Comey's startling testimony may have provided striking revelation about his meeting with the president, but what he declined to discuss may be even juicier. Politico says Comey hinted most prominently that he'd be better positioned to share his views about whether the president colluded with Russians in a classified setting with lawmakers, where he could discuss specific insights about the FBI investigation he was leading. But he also suggested there were details about Sessions' decision to recuse himself that he could not talk about publicly. Quote, "Our judgment, as I recall, is that he being Jeff Sessions, was very close to and inevitably going to recuse himself for a variety of reasons. We also were aware of facts that I can't discuss in an open setting that would make his continued engagement in a Russia-related investigation problematic." Comey also declined to respond to a question from Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon about whether he knew if other White House officials who have been in contact with the Russians could also present concerns like those that led to the firing of Flynn. Senator Kamala Harris of California asked a series of tantalizing questions that Comey promised to answer in private. We'll tell you what those were, plus more, and your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. Healthexcellenceselect.com. Healthexcellenceselect.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.